Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have the founder of Ashlyn Haddon Insurance, Ashlyn Haddon, on the show. Welcome, Ashlyn. That's a lot of Ashlyn.
That's a lot of Ashlyn.
Oh, really? Thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You are like the authority when it comes to, I know you do a lot more than just e-com, but like e-com insurance, protecting Amazon sellers for insurance. So I looked and saw that you haven't been on the episode before. That's completely my fault. So we're going to correct that.
I mean,
you've
had me out to Miami, but we can't be on a podcast. Come on.
Yes. Yes. You're also what's going to make online seller crews even more amazing. So there's actually like some structure behind it and everything. So you gave an amazing presentation.
If we can get on it, my goodness, I'm ready.
I hear you. Ashlyn, Amazon recently began enforcing a rule that has long since been in the rules, which is requiring all or certain Amazon businesses to have insurance. I've heard you present numerous times. Like I mentioned, you presented on the cruise, you presented to my meetup group. It's an obvious rule, and you have amazing stories as to like why you need insurance, even if you think you don't need insurance. This rule change by Amazon's probably not a surprise to you. So since you are the authority in this insurance field, I'm hoping here on the episode, we could really pull back the curtain and see how Ashlyn Haddon can, cover their assets, that amazing, protect their assets, cover their assets. That's probably like an accounting.
There you go. Right?
I actually do not know your origin story. I'm going to say that I think before I met you, I had this stereotype of if you did insurance, you were probably this like dorky, stuffy, not fun, and like person. Knowing you personally, you're like super cool, very friendly, very like boots on the ground is like something that I would describe. And when and why did you get into insurance? and why the specialty, if I'm saying this right, on e-commerce and Amazon sellers?
So I kind of got into insurance by accident. I was in banking, which is another stuffy type of industry. But I was moving from the Chicagoland area back to Indianapolis. And one of my friends said, hey, Liberty Mutual is hiring. Why don't you go do insurance? And I was like, absolutely not. I don't like insurance people. They're rude and snakes. And I just like use car salesmen. And I just didn't want to do it. And she's like, well, my friend works there. And if you do the interview, like I'll get $250. So will you just take the interview? And I was like, fine, I'll take the interview. Just give myself some practice. And the gentleman who interviewed me said that this was a man's industry and that those men would outsell you every day. And so I was like, I'll take the job and I'll prove you wrong. So I took the job and I was rookie of the year, top rep in the state, third in the entire country, won a crap ton of awards, got to travel and all that kind of stuff. And then I started to realize after I paid out one of my first life insurance claims that this is really what I wanted to do. I was able to deliver funds to a client whose husband was deceased, and it made all the changes in the world. Like she was going to have to file bankruptcy and get a repo her car and all of this stuff if she wouldn't have had this life insurance policy. So then I started to realize how important what I'm doing is helping our community. So that's kind of how I got into insurance. When I was leaving to open my own company, one of my current clients said, hey, I'm selling on Amazon and we are supposed to have this insurance. Can you help me? And I was like, I don't know anything about e-commerce. I know that insurance companies hate e-commerce. The policies are inexpensive, and I'm not going to make any money on it. So Chris, please just go away. And he kept coming back and coming back. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll help you. So I ended up helping him get a policy. And he came back and he's like, hey, there's 15,000 of us in this Facebook group. Can I post your information? And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And the more I talked to clients, e-commerce sellers, the more frustrated I heard, frustrations I hear from them. Like, I can't get this insurance. No one knows what I'm talking about. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. And I really just kind of fell in love with the fellowship of your guys' groups like this. You know, you guys truly try to help each other grow and learn and be prosperous and have better sales. And that's what I fell in love with. You guys are crazy, absolutely nuts. And I don't know how you do what you do. But I absolutely adore this group. And it kind of has just become my go-to for this is our fifth year doing this. So that's how I got to breathe the Amazon craziness on a daily basis.
two questions there based on what you said. First of all, why do you think you made Rookie of the Year?
Because I sold a crap ton of stuff.
I felt like I knew this answer, and I'm like, she's just gonna say it here. And it's like you're a hard worker.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're I would say, I think hustlers sounds like a bad word when it comes to insurance, but like, yeah, but no, you hustle, like you make it happen. I
was working 50, 60 hours a week. And you know, when you work for a company like that, all you're doing is making the CEO of Liberty Mutual rich. And I was like, if I'm going to do this and I'm going to work 60 hours a week, I'm going to do it for me. Just like what everyone on this podcast is here. You want to make money for you and not for the man. And I was tired of making money for the man. And if I want to work 60 hours a week, I'm going to work for myself and work 60 hours a week.
Being around so many Amazon sellers, I'm going to say successful ones too, because a lot of people mistakenly don't get insurance when they start. And when they fail, they kind of go in and out of this selling experience without having gotten insurance. So you probably work with more successful sellers or people that are planning for success. How did you avoid the temptation, or do you sell on Amazon? Have you sold directly on Amazon, and how do you avoid that?
Good question. So from the very beginning, when everyone started coming to me with this, I learned very quickly that you guys are very, very protective of your brand. You're very, very protective of what you're selling, your listings, your manufacturers. So we made a commitment when we first started that myself and everyone who works on my team is not allowed to sell. But I also didn't want to be naive to what you guys were doing. I want to know what you know and just not do what you do. So that's where we just started throwing ourselves into the community, into the Facebook groups, into the conferences. I mean, I've been to 40 some conferences in 5 years. I've gone to all of the class, not all, I've been to tons of classes, and I'm sitting there and listening to just as much education as you guys are getting. I flew to China and walked the Canton Fair with clients just to see how you were sourcing. So we don't sell. But we do know what you're doing. We do know how you're sourcing. We do know how to protect your assets the right way. And I'll throw this in. If you are looking at insuring with another company, make sure they're not sellers. Make sure that when you give them your application and you give them your link to your storefront, that they don't have access to that. You guys work so hard and you need someone who's going to protect that. So make sure you're not issuing a policy with somebody who is a seller.
Yeah. Or they could be, you know, back ending you on,
right,
on everything. Yeah. No, that's scary. I didn't even think about that. That's pretty freaking scary. Before getting into what I'm calling Amazon insurance gate, this is something I hear a lot, and I'm just curious. Do you feel like there's certain categories that, even if somebody is on the fence about insurance, that you're like, you're just insane if you don't get insurance in these categories?
Well, one, you're insane if you don't have insurance, period, because we are in just such a litigious environment right now. Claims are up because people don't have money. But if you want a category on the body, in the body, for a child or for a pet, if you're selling anything in those categories, you absolutely have got to have coverage. For some reason, we like our kids and we like our pets, so we sue a lot in those categories. And then anything on the body, like your soaps, your lotions, that kind of stuff. And then in the body, any type of food, supplements, any of that kind of stuff that you're physically putting on your body, those are your high-risk categories that we see the most claims in, along with exercise equipment. Exercise equipment in the last almost like about 14 months, the claims have skyrocketed. And we believe it's because more people are at home, more people are trying to work out and get fit during COVID, and they're buying more products from whoever's putting it on third-party sellers instead of big conglomerate type of companies. So we have seen claims just skyrocket in that category. So on the body, in the body, for a child, for a pet, or any type of fitness stuff, you absolutely should have coverage.
Nice. I like what you said before, like everybody should have coverage, period. It's actually, when I first started, I did not. I thought it was going to be something cost prohibitive. I was actually pleasantly surprised when I learned that it wasn't. One thing that I also, and we'll get into this a little later, but one other thing, when I did start probing around for insurance, this is over a decade ago, everyone just wouldn't do it for e-commerce sellers. I want to table that so we can get to it. I see you nodding, so it's like, yeah, you're ready. We're gonna get into in the rest of this show. We're going to get into a lot of like Amazon TOS regarding insurance and situations. Before we do those, so that everyone's on the same page, there's a lot of different types of insurances. So what are the types of insurances that you feel that would be relevant for an Amazon seller or a listener to this show, and that we're probably going to be covering on this show? And what do they mean?
Yeah. So the two... Well, I'm gonna say three. The three biggest things that you need to have in your quote for your coverage is general liability, product liability, and inventory coverage. So general liability is gonna be what you do or say as a business. Product liability is gonna be what the coverage for your physical products, if your physical products damage somebody else. And then inventory is that. So let's say, let me give you an example. General liability. I have this chapstick. I'm selling this chapstick. And I say this chapstick is going to make your lips look skinnier. And I sell it online. I put it in my listing that it's going to make you have skinny lips or voluptuous lips, whatever. Let's go the other way. Let's have voluptuous lips. And I buy this and it doesn't do anything and it breaks out my skin and I look horrible. And I say, I'm suing you for false advertisement. This did not work. That's general liability. Now, if I come back and say this product damaged my skin, my lip fell off or whatever, that's product liability. That's what my product did to harm someone else. And then the third thing is if I've got a pallet of these in my basement and I have a fire in my house, the homeowner's insurance will not cover this unless you can lie to the insurance company and say, hey, I use a new tube every single day because I don't want to cross-contaminate. They're going to know it's for a business and they're going to decline it. So making sure that you have general liability, product liability, and some type of inventory coverage for your actual products. Go ahead.
Do you feel that most people that do get insurance get all three, or is there really a list of like maybe most popular to least popular that people get?
So if you're selling on Amazon as a pro seller, Amazon requires general liability and product liability. So you need to have both of those to be compliant with Amazon. Those are the only two that you have to have. Now, you've got to be careful because there are some companies out there that are promoting insurance right now for Amazon sellers that does not have product liability. you need to have general liability and product liability. If you get a policy for $300, you're going to have $300 in coverage. You get what you pay for in insurance, and product liability is not going to be $300. So just be careful when you're out there looking around and shopping that you have general liability and product liability. That is required by Amazon.
I was muted, and you're trying to give me the signal, like, do it. I'm getting currently bombarded by like mergers and acquisition companies and insurance companies. For years, it's been, I mean, competition's good. I'm not trying to like knock competition here, but it seems that it's bringing out almost the, I won't say any names, but like dregs of society almost in some of these arenas. Like, for example, in mergers and acquisitions, you have Thrasio. They're reputable. They're really amazing. Know their stuff, $1 billion valuation. But then I'm getting some people that just, you know, been a seller for 6 months and they're like, yeah, we do mergers and acquisitions. Show us your books and all this other sensitive information. Doesn't make sense. Now, on the insurance side, several companies are reaching out constantly to my group to sell me some insurance. What are some things that I should be aware of there?
So the big thing, like I just said, is making sure that you have the right coverage. I've quoted several of our competition, and several of them are not including including product liability. It's right there in the quote. It says general liability only, and it's a $300, $600 policy or $500 policy. When you go to look at the coverages, it's not there. The other huge thing besides product liability is defense cost. If you buy a policy, it's going to cover what you do or say as a business, what your products do to harm somebody else. But the biggest thing that this covers is the duty to defend you. If I sold this and it's just somebody else's brand and I didn't do something wrong, the insurance company defends you from this and says, hey, we're going to go to court. We're going to get you out of this lawsuit. We're going to make sure that you don't have any type of harm done to your business. These other carriers, the defense cost is not there. So you have to still defend yourself and pay for the defense of these lawsuits. So I know no one likes to read 77 to 190 pages of legal jargon, but if you just ask somebody who's been in the business long enough to say, hey, this is what's missing. You're missing product liability. You're missing inventory coverage. You're missing defense cost. It's worth paying a little bit more to know that you have the right coverage. If you have a $300 policy a year, you're only going to have $300 in coverage. Like, I hate to say that, but you get what you pay for. The other thing is making sure that you have a carrier that's in the know. So for example, I'm at your conferences, I'm outsourcing with you guys. And when there's a change like this, I knew first. I was one of the first people to post, hey, guess what? Get that certificate of insurance uploaded. If you're just going to the Joe Schmo carrier on the corner, they're not going to be in the know. So just making sure that you have the right agent in place and the right coverages in place.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely in the know. I have to like remind on the cruise, what was like 6-7 day cruise, online seller cruise, you're just occasionally it's like, she isn't a seller. Like you're in there with the lingo. So that's awesome.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted. I wanted to make sure that you guys had confidence that I knew what I was doing and that my team knows what we're doing.
So this announcement by Amazon, like really clarifying the rules. A lot of people are saying it's a new rule. You've been saying this for a while, and the people, the detractors on don't get insurance. Nobody does, like, put that money in inventory all this time. What, like, how did, when you heard this, like what went through your head?
Well, my first initial thought was, I told you so, because I've been saying this for a couple of years, and I hate to say it, but I'm glad that Amazon is doing it. I do honestly think that this is going to help take off some of these novel sellers who are putting bad products on the platform and making all third-party sellers have a bad name. So I am glad that they are doing it. I want the crap off the platform so good sellers can sell their products that are healthy for us and safe for us to have. So my first, I was excited because it's great. On the second flip side of it, it was like 2 days after surgery. And then all these, we're getting bombarded with people asking questions. I'm like, I just want to recover from surgery.
Well, I hope you have recovered. What?
Yeah, we're getting there.
God, I have so many different directions that I want to take this, but what do you see happening? I don't remember Amazon's verbiage on this, but if people don't upload their certificate.
So we have had a couple clients for the nasty gram from Amazon. They are giving them 30 days to get the certificate. And the verbiage actually said, if you don't, we will not allow you to sell on the platform. So they're threatening suspension. If you don't have it, they can't prove it. It does sound like they are going to start suspending until you can prove that you have this coverage.
And this is not a mistake because, I mean, almost quoting from the rules that have always existed, I pulled it up in front of me so I could sound intelligent here. It says pro merchants who sell on Amazon must provide proof of commercial general liability insurance. Now, they're just, again, they didn't create a new rule. They're just saying, hey, look,
this one, right?
Party's over.
And kind of how this all came about, Carlos, is why I think they're doing this is there's been so many different lawsuits for people getting harmed on third-party sellers' products. And Amazon has said, hey, I told you need insurance. I told you need to list Amazon as an additional insured. You're not doing this and we're getting sued. And now we have to defend ourselves. And they're tired of defending themselves against products that third-party sellers should have known wasn't a good product. So they've been in lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And I think they're just like, I'm fed up. I'm tired of it. This is your product. You picked the manufacturer. You did the wholesale account. You should be responsible for it. So now they're saying, all right, we're done. Prove it. Prove to me that you've got this now.
You know, as a seller, that I have two very different opinions on that. So one of them is like, okay, look, you have me selling this stuff on your platform and all of a sudden it's me selling, but you repeatedly also tell me they're not my customers and I can't contact them. So it's like, they're having the best of both worlds, but I guess you can do that when you're Amazon and everyone wants to sell on your platform.
Right.
Something you said a second ago is just absolute genius. And it's something that I try to tell everybody applying it to products and selling on Amazon. And that is when Amazon gates a category for you not to be able to sell, some people look at that as Amazon is trying to make it to where I can't be successful on their platform. And then other sellers, the successful ones, look at it like, okay, they've added this barrier to entry. It's going to remove the weekend warriors and it's going to remove those people that like to tank the price and go to the bottom. This is a huge win for me. I run my business like a business. I can supply these documents that they want to get ungated. This is a win.
Right.
And there's a lot of areas in Amazon that happens. What just happened here with insurance is absolutely amazing. I'm curious as to how, you know, Chinese hijackers and all these other sellers that I'm sure there's going to be some workarounds. There's going to be some unscrupulous people like the companies that are reaching out to me right now, the $300 plans.
Right.
But you still, even at 300, you're not going to throw open 50 accounts.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really important there. That this is a huge win for sellers that are treating their business like a business.
Right. If you want to be a business, act like a business and protect your business.
Now Amazon has told everybody 30 days when they do send the nasty gram, as you call it, like it's 30 days.
Yep.
Is that enough time to get a policy in place? What would you say to somebody who's the typical person that likes to wait till the last second and they reach out to you on day 28?
Yeah. So if you're private label, it does take us a little bit of time to shop. So my agency, we're a broker, and we try to shop as many different companies that we can to find you the best price. So that can take a little bit of time. Now, if you're private labeling a baby vitamin, it's going to take a couple of weeks to do because it is a higher risk item. So quickly as possible. I mean, I don't want to get down to day 28 and we send a certificate of insurance and they're like, oh no, you're missing a period in his address and you get suspended. So the quicker, the better. Usually if it's not a non-high risk item, we can do it within a couple of days. But private label, it takes us a couple of weeks.
Why? I probably should have asked this in the beginning, but why is it so difficult or so much more difficult to get insurance as an e-commerce or Amazon seller than it is for, say, one of my storefronts? It's super straightforward to do it there. Why is that? And how do you solve that?
So the biggest issue is there's not any data. So if you look back to a storefront, insurance companies have actuaries. That's the person who like crunches all the numbers. And they have 200 years of data on what does a shoe store, what's the claims like in a shoe store, and how much money do they have to pay out for someone to trip and fall, and all of this other data back there. Ecom is fairly new to insurance, and they have honestly no idea what the heck they're doing. They don't have any, you know, a lot of data to say, hey, you know, it's going to be this table versus this table of rates. It's just, it's hard. And the biggest reason it's so hard is because we have no idea where these products are coming from. And most sellers sell, you know, hundreds of items in all kinds of different categories. You sell whatever the heck you can make a buck on. So when you go to look at it, like, well, I'm selling a stapler and a fidget spinner with knives on the end of it. And they're like, well, how do you class all of this? Where a brick and mortar, you're a shoe store, you're a clothing store, you're a general merchandise store. It's easier to class when you know the data behind it. You guys are just crazy and sell all kinds of crazy stuff.
you're in the craziness with us. So I think that makes you crazy too.
Now. Yeah.
talk to me how you solve this. Like how do you,
so what
how
I
do you make this
so
same for did. Sellers?
Yeah. So what I did is I started working with a couple of carriers very, very closely. And we created a national program. So we have a national program for e-commerce sellers that's only mine and my agency's. We have class codes just for e-commerce sellers. We have rates, the discounted rates for my team. So it was just building those relationships with the carriers to say, hey, these aren't bad people. These aren't, you know, it shouldn't be this difficult. Let's give them a chance. And we were able to get this done within about a year. And so now we have specific class codes for you guys. We have better rates for you guys. We have an in-house underwriting team. We have an in-house claims team. So if you have an issue, you're not, you know, one of 22,000 with one of these bigger carriers. You're in my team.
I love it. I love it. And what about, I know the answer to this. I just have to ask it because I want to hear your take on it. And I already have health insurance and life insurance through somebody. Should I just go to them, the person that does this?
Why? Absolutely not. Because they don't know anything about what you're doing. I always joke, if you say, hey, I sell FBA and they say, what's that? Run the other way. If they don't know what you're doing, they cannot protect you the right way.
Do you offer
better rates?
that's always good, the better rates. But do you offer, just out of curiosity, other forms of insurance as well?
Absolutely.
Like if I'm already doing business with you on e-commerce and I really don't have my health or my life or anything else, my Harley, I don't have one, but like if I don't have insurance on any of these things, like can I just work with you too there?
Absolutely. So we do everything except individual health. We can do group health. So if you're a business owner and you have multiple lives that work for you, we could do group health. We just can't do individual, but that's all I used to do was auto, home, life insurance, your boat, your RV, your motorcycles. That's what we used to do until we got into this crazy world. So absolutely. I have a whole team of people who specialize in home, auto, and life insurance. in other businesses. If you have other businesses, you have brick and mortars, we can do that too.
So I understand that even if you've not received a Nastygram, you should, you know, preemptively reach out, get the ball rolling, because it's just a matter of time that it's going to actually arrive in your inbox, and at least you're ahead of it, or maybe you are able to upload your cert and never have to deal with this. What does working with you look like?
Yeah. So first and foremost, since we know what you're doing and how you're doing it, we've streamlined the application. So the application process is not going to take long. And again, we're a broker, so you fill out the application once and we get to quote all of these different companies. So now you're not calling around to 8-10 different companies to try to find the right price. Then we send the certificate of insurance for you. So we preemptively send that certificate to Amazon, so you don't have to get that Nastygram. Our hope is that you never, ever get that Nastygram from Amazon, because we've taken care of it for you. So we send it when you issue the policy. Every time you renew the policy, we send it to Amazon also. So out of the over 5,000 e-commerce clients that we have, only 5 of them got the nasty email on February 1st. So that just shows you preemptively saying, hey, I'm covered, is definitely helping.
Awesome. And I know I'm trying to word this in a way that other people don't. I think people look at this wrong. Like, having insurance is almost like an investment. Like, I'm protecting myself. But what, brass tacks, what is this going to cost? Like, I know it depends. That's the Amazon answer. It depends. But
right,
on average, what you normally see, can you give some scenarios without giving somebody's products away? What is this going to cost somebody?
So if you're not doing product, or if you're not doing private label, most of our customers end up in the $600 to $800 a year mark. So that's without private label. If you're doing private label, you can, again, depends on what you're selling, but most clients are between the $1,000 and $1,300-ish. Now, if you're doing $7 million in sales and you're doing a vitamin or a supplement, you're not going to be $1,000. You're going to be more in the like $3,000 to $5,000 range. But I can tell you this, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than $450 an hour for an attorney.
And what you do get, so somebody just writes a check for that. Like, say they fall on the 600 to 1200, they write a check for 600 to 1200. Do they pay monthly? How does that work?
Yeah. So if you can keep it standard line, so without the high risk products, most of our carriers will allow you to do monthly payments. If you do have to go to a high-risk carrier, which is mostly your private label products, then you do have to pay that in full or finance it. So we have companies that we've contracted with financing. It's just like financing a car, or, you know, financing a house. You pay a percentage, they pay it up front, and then you pay them back on monthly installments.
What important insurance questions? Remember, I'm the seller. You're the cool insurance agency. Like, what question am I not asking here that you just really wish everybody would know, so that they can protect their assets?
I think the biggest question, or the biggest thing, is that most sellers think, well, I have an LLC and that's going to protect me from any claims. And I think that's a huge misconception. Yes, it's great to have an LLC. It's great to have an incorporation or whatever type of structure you have set up. But you cannot pick up the phone and say, hey, LLC, I'm getting sued. Come defend me. You gotta protect yourself one more step. Having an LLC is great. Get insurance so you can defend yourself. Have that insurance company defend you. We all know insurance companies don't like to pay claims. I mean, they hate it, right? So when you have an insurance policy, they have the best darn attorneys out there to defend you, to get you out of that lawsuit, because they don't want to have to pay a claim. So having an insurance policy with us helps protect you, and to get that attorney, to get that really good attorney to say, nope, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, it's your fault that you tripped over a box and broke your clavicle and decided to sue. It's your fault, not mine.
There's actually a member in the group, Alex Ace, who you met when you were in Miami. He shared a story where he he actually had, he didn't have insurance and he needed to defend over I think his number, it's over $200,000, but I want to say it was $240,000. So nearly $250,000. And the only reason it's, he was in the right also. Like the only reason it stopped is he couldn't continue to hemorrhage money like that on the legal fees.
Right.
So somebody's paying, you know, 600, a grand, or obviously if your business is doing a lot better, a few thousand dollars a year to offset that ever happening. That's a huge, huge win.
Yeah. We just had, back to, just to kind of give you an example, we had one of the clients who was selling, it's like the fitness bar that goes in your door frame. Mm-hmm. Or around your door frame, you kind of go like this and you exercise this way. She ended up having a claim and I think it snapped off and hit this guy in the face or the eye or something. And they decided to sue. Well, she had all of the warning labels. She had how-to videos. She had links to how to install it and all, everything that you could think of. She had the safety requirements. And they still ended up $600. I have a check over here. Over $600,000 in legal fees, and she didn't do anything wrong. Her policy was $2,500 a year. So for $2,500 a year, she got $680,000 worth of legal fees just to prove that she didn't do anything wrong. You don't even have to do anything wrong, and you get pulled into a lawsuit.
That is nuts. Thank goodness she had insurance. I could have like broke the company.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
And we've got tons of those types of stories.
Is there anything that can happen once I do have insurance that can cause my rate to go up?
The biggest thing that we see as far as like unexpected rate changes, of course, if you have a claim, a $680,000 claim, your rate's going to go up. I mean, unfortunately, just like auto insurance and home insurance, you have a claim and it's going to go up. But unexpected rate changes is really kind of going back to that actuarial data. If there's a lot of claims in this class code of e-commerce, then that can change your rates moving forward. That's what insurance is. It's a risk pool. Everybody gets pulled into one, everybody's rates go into, or premiums go in there, and that's how they pay claims. So if we see huge claims pay out in the future, then yeah, that could increase your premiums overall moving forward. We haven't seen much of it. So this is our fifth year doing this. We haven't really seen much of an increase. We've had clients for 5 years now that maybe see a couple hundred dollar increase. But other than that, we don't really see much.
Can you share a story of, I don't know, it could be somebody who did or did not have insurance, but could you share a story that goes into a not so obvious way insurance came into the picture?
Yeah. So I kind of just joked about tripping over a box, but that was an actual claim. So a lot of our clients say, hey, well, I just sell RA, or I just sell something that's a book. I'm never going to get sued. But again, you can. So a guy bought something on Amazon, had it shipped to the house. UPS put it in front of his door and he came out and tripped over the box and broke his hip and broke his clavicle and sued Amazon, UPS, and our third party seller. So of course, our third party seller is not going to be responsible for his medical payments because he tripped over a box, but the insurance company still had the duty to defend him. They went to court and said, hey, this dude is an idiot. We're not responsible for this. We're not responsible for the medical payments. And, you know, attorneys are very expensive. So it was almost $30,000 just to get this guy's name dropped from the lawsuit. The third party seller's name dropped from the lawsuit. That, and the dude nuts. Tripped over a box.
I'd be too embarrassed to like let people know that I tripped over the box. I would just like, I might kick the box. I might do anything, but no.
We're in such a environment now where people always look for a quick buck. Everybody wants to make a chunk of money very, very quickly. And what better way to do it than to sue somebody and hope somebody has a deep pocket?
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Ashlyn, I want to be respectful of your time. What is the best way for someone to get, you're on social media everywhere, yes. in the Amazon group. So you just tag you at Ashlyn Haddon. But like if somebody wanted to ask you something, you know, outside of a Facebook group or something, what's the best way to get a hold of you and what's the best way to start working with you?
Yeah. So if you just have a quick question, the best thing to do is hop on Facebook, Ashlyn D. Haddon, A-S-H-L-I-N, D as in dog, H-A-D-D-E-N. I'm on Facebook. Send me a quick message and we can chat that way. If you're ready to get started and start looking into this seriously, our website is www.ecom.insure. So ecom.insure. Not .com after that, just .insure. There's a place that says get a quote and we've kind of broke it down. I'm private label. There's the application. I resell other people's items. Here's the application. I have workers and I need workers' comp. Here's the application. So we've tried to break it down as easy as possible for you guys to know where to go and what application to complete.
I love it. Ashlyn, thank you so much for your time and coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm not going to let you escape yet without asking you the question I ask everybody on the show. And that is, what is your favorite book and why?
My favorite book, as you can tell, I'm a little bit, not feminist, but I'm very much woman power, is this Well-Behaved Women Seldom Make History.
You know, I have this promise that I have this promise that any book that's mentioned on the show, that if I haven't read it, I'm going
to
buy
it.
I have to read it. So I'm going
to
read this and give it to my wife too. You and my wife are in a pretty cool group as well. So
yeah, I adore your wife. She's sweet.
I stole your thunder there. What's the name of the book again? And the author?
Well-Behaved Women Seldom Make History.
And the author there is
Lauren Thatcher Ulrich.
Okay. I love it. And have you read it yet? Or is it something?
I have.
Any big takeaways there?
It's very empowering. It's like, it's okay to not be in a man's world. It's okay to raise the glass ceiling. It's okay to ruffle some feathers to get what you want.
You know, at the beginning of this show, knowing you, at the beginning of this show, when you said that the person interviewing you for that, you know, early stage insurance thing said, this is a man's world. You're really not going to beat them. In my mind, knowing you, I'm thinking you were thinking challenge accepted. Like, like you just dropped the gauntlet. It's on.
So I'm started writing a book about a year ago. I'm not all the way through, but it says, tell me I can't. Tell me I can't. Tell me I can't write insurance. I'm going to prove you wrong. Tell me I can't. I mean, we struggled with fertility. Tell me I can't have kids and I'm going to prove you wrong. Tell me I can't do something. And that's just a bullseye. I'm going to go for it. So
I think
next year, when you ask me what my favorite book's going to be, it's going to be my book.
I love it. And I'm going to read that one too. I think that's going to be like the excerpt to promote this show. What you just said right there. Tell me. So we're going to get that book, some early promotion. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming on the show. Have a good one.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.